Hi everyone, this is Tariq Bliss-Bibi from TariqBibi.com, helping spiritual women entrepreneurs hit six figures in record time. I am so excited for today's call. If for whatever reason anyone's having difficulty hearing me, please email me ASAP or message me ASAP through social media, letting me know. But it should be good to go. This is the first time ever when I signed in, it told me there was another person who was facilitating this call, and it kind of treated me as if I was a guest on the call. So just wanted to make sure. Actually, let's just test that out right now. Bonnie, is it okay if I unmute you for a second just to test out if you guys hear me okay? Hey, Bonnie.
Hello, yes. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Awesome. Okay, I'll get back to you in a bit. Thank you so much. Okay, beautiful. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. We've been on a beautiful journey. Continue to listen to those audios once a week. Continue to have the silent audio playing in the background. And you're more than welcome to revisit the previous group calls that we've done. And today is our group call number 3. So today we're going to focus on the third aspect, which is empowerment, right? Feeling financially empowered, manifesting infinite financial empowerment. So wherever we're having power struggles, money struggles, giving our power away, all of that stuff will be addressed today. So many of you are joining us as we're starting here. Yeah, beautiful. So I invite everyone to get cozy, get comfortable, get into a receptive state. Take 3 conscious deep belly breaths at your own pace starting now. Take another deep breath and release. Take another deep breath and release. Okay, so the way we're going to do this call today is we'll start with activating an infinity healing, which will run throughout this whole entire call and audio, and then we'll get into some of the requests that I've already received, and then we'll open it up for one-on-ones, and then we'll wrap it up, and also I'll be doing a group healing to get things started. I'll do as many as I can for the hour call. So if you do end up getting picked, we're going to do laser healing. So basically, just state your name and what's the number one thing you need help with. So you can say survival programming, not feeling supported, not receiving easily, working very hard, not making anything, not aligning with my life purpose, not believing in myself. Just choose one key area. And we'll dive in deep, okay? Let's do this. Okay, so starting now, we're activating the infinity healing. If you'd like to receive it, simply say yes. If there's anything stopping you from being able to receive or release the maximum during today's call, would you like to clear that? And if there's any part of you that is resisting, sabotaging, interfering with, getting in the way of, or even afraid of all the great things that can be done during today's session, would you like an infinity healing to set that aside now, throughout the session, and even after the session? And to show it from the highest perspective, what's actually going on. And your higher self can connect you with the perfect energies and the perfect beings that are for your highest good. Do you give it permission to do that right now? And do you give them permission to do everything they know to do that is for your highest good, starting now? And your higher self knows you better than you know yourself. It knows exactly what to do, where things stem from, what to focus on. Do you give it permission to choose what to work on during today's session and to automatically do an infinity healing for each item on that list starting now? Beautiful. Okay. Starting now, would you like an infinity healing for empowerment, to experience infinite financial empowerment? To clear the beliefs, fears, emotions, and everything from the root that's interfering with you being able to experience infinite financial empowerment. To take back all the power you might have given away, owning it, grounding it, using it to create infinite financial empowerment. Transmuting all of that and replacing it with all that is for your highest good. Sharing this healing with our inner children, parents, ancestors, past lives, if you believe in that, all space, time, and dimensions, now and forever. Clearing any and all karma, healing any and all trauma, healing it from the cellular memory, from our ancestral karma, past life karma, traumas. Transmuting all of that and replacing it with love. Good. To clear any agreements, contracts, vows, done in this life, in previous lives, in between states, waking state, dream state, this reality, other realities, all realities, to clear any agreements, contracts, verbal, nonverbal, conscious, unconscious, transmuting them, deleting them, undoing them. And replace them with all that is for your highest good. I am sovereign. I am infinitely empowered on all levels. Beautiful. Okay. So, would you like to clear all the karma, learn all the lessons, share it with mom, dad, ancestors, past lives, future generations, clearing anything you picked up from childhood that is disempowering, to do with money, clearing all the programming from media, TV, newspapers, magazines, movies, TV shows, cartoons, commercials, everything where you learned anything evil about money, evil about rich people, clearing that and seeing yourself now as your default, as the wealthiest version of yourself. And the more you can receive, the more you can give. Beautiful. So would you like an infinity healing to be able to control and manage your finances? To feel on top of your money? Got things under control? You're managing them, you're saving, investing, tithing. You know what you're doing with your money. You know how to manifest the desired money you need. You know how to go out there, make it happen, create value, hustle, right place, right time, luck's on your side, taking risks, inspired risks. If you're listening to your inner guidance, you're not really risking anything. So fully listening to your intuition, having these beautiful money-making opportunities come your way. Would you like an infinity healing to own and charge your worth, to own your infinite worth, to charge your infinite worth, to feel infinitely worthy, deserving, good enough? Have the universe reciprocate that? Would you like an infinity healing to be able to thrive on all levels, especially financially, from your gifts, talents, and abilities? To know how to grow and invest your money? To know how to double your income, triple your income, quadruple your income? To know how to take any amount of money, double it, triple it, quadruple it, times 10 it, times 100, and make it 1,000 times more than what it is now. Knowing what your big picture is, knowing what your why is, so you're driven by your why. Why do I do what I do? Why do I get out of bed? Why should I get my gifts, talents, and abilities out there? Clearing anywhere where when we did get our gifts and talents out there, bad things happened. Beautiful. So knowing what to do with your money, getting strong intuitive guidance, having these opportunities come your way, taking inspired action on your intuitive guided opportunities. Beautiful. All right. Let's get into the requests. Call clear health, blood sugar issues, new income opportunity requests today. Call. All right. So would you like an infinity healing to clear any and all health concerns, blood sugar issues, to manifest the perfect amount of income opportunities? Got to be careful with that infinite, because I've had a client tell me, like, I'm just getting way too many offers. So only the perfect opportunities that are perfect for you and you're perfect for them, money-making opportunities, income opportunities coming your way, receiving them easily, gracefully, powerfully, abundantly, right place, right time, getting yourself out there, networking, right events, right? Increasing your network, which will increase your net worth. Would you like that? Would you like to manifest the perfect soul tribe that are vibrant, that are inspiring, motivating, doing things, making things happen, and are millionaires, billionaires, making lots of money, doing what they love, and can offer you infinite support? One of my VIP clients was telling me yesterday that she manifested not only being around an opportunity to be around someone who's doing really good for himself and owns a beautiful home and is making really good money, but he also invited her to stay at his place, to live there. So not only being around someone who has lots of money, but literally, like, being right there in his vortex. Beautiful. So new income opportunities, new support people. Would you like an infinity healing to clear any and all money history with the lineage, which we covered earlier? Would you like an infinity healing to gracefully transition into retirement, but to always live life in a way that you're always doing what you love, feeling fulfilled from that, and having the perfect balance between doing that and catering to the other things that your being needs to feel whole and complete? Would you like that? Or to be fulfilled on all levels? So manifesting infinite early retirement miracles. How cool would it be to say you're retired at wherever you are now on your journey, and then just the rest of that, whatever you decide to do, you're doing it from a different place. You're doing it from a place of, I'm good, I'm taken care of, I don't need to do anything, but because I have the time and freedom, I'm choosing to do this. Sending infinite healing to your son for VC funding. So sending a lot of infinity healing to your children. Guess what? I'm going to offer anyone who emails support@tarikbibi.com before the end of today a $97 investment for your child to receive an infinity healing from me if they are under 18 years of age. And that's just going to be available to the first three people who email us. Just because I'm listening to synchronicities, this has been coming up quite some time now, working with children, with youth, with kids. Okay. Yeah, sending lots of blessings to your son with his startup. You are welcome. All right, next. Would you like an infinity healing to not just lose the weight, but to manage your weight, to change your lifestyle, meaning your sleep, waking up, sleeping times, what you do in terms of physical activity, movement, dancing, yoga, gym training, whatever it is, the foods that you're eating so that you're feeling ultimately healthy and vibrant, and a default setting to be inspired, motivated, and excited about your acting career. And writing your ultimate sitcom pilot and getting it recognized, getting it seen by the perfect people, getting paid lots of money for your pilot, and having your default being happy. If you like that, just say yes. Beautiful. Next request. I cannot handle more than two to three relationships. Otherwise, I feel overwhelmed. I totally get that. It's hard for me to connect with new people, to get out there, to communicate. I feel threatened by the outside world. I never seem to fit in anywhere. And if I try, it just doesn't feel right. Hardly anybody understands what I'm trying to say. So you're not alone. I'm right there with you. You are not alone. I just heard Michael Jackson in my head. So, I mean, it's amazing how many people feel that way and assume everyone's okay except them. Everyone in their moments of when they switch off and it's just them. You know, people are having breakdowns, people are crying, people are sad, people are lonely, people are isolated, people are scared, people are confused. People are suicidal, depressed, all sorts of stuff's happening in those moments. So definitely know that you're not alone. And let's do an infinity healing for it. So you really want to make sure you're shifting your habits around. What are some habits you can integrate that will, you know, get you feeling more energized, more vibrant? Foods we're eating, sleep, how many hours of sleep? Try sleeping a bit less. Try waking up earlier, sleeping earlier. Try making sure your eyes are covered when you're sleeping. I use a sleeping mask. This helps you really have deep, restful sleep. I also wear blue light blocking glasses. So you can Google that. You can get it on Amazon. And that, if you start wearing those glasses as soon as the sun sets, that makes sure that you're also having deep, restful sleep. And you also want to look into something called grounding. So if you Google grounding and find a book and a website connected to it, they have these blankets that ground you. They have these things that plug into the sockets that ground you. And it's life-changing. Or just get grounded by planting your bare feet on the earth, if that's possible, if where you live does not have ice and snow like we have here in Toronto. All right. Would you like an infinity healing to be able to manifest, attract the perfect friendships, relationships that are perfect for you and you're perfect for them, to know how to manage all the different kinds of relationships, to feel nourished by your relationships, nurtured by your relationships, energized by your relationships? Let's take a deep breath and release. And if there's a way to clear the overwhelm, to clear that, yeah, to show us how we can connect with new people, get ourselves out there, communicate, be ourselves, connect with like-hearted people, like-minded people, clear anywhere where we're afraid of the outside world, clear anywhere where we care what other people think, clear anywhere where we're looking for the right people in the wrong places. What will it take for us to manifest going to all the right places where we can meet similar people? You can start by going to meetup.com, go to spiritual networks, Google spiritual networks, Google, find different Facebook groups that have similar interests, and start meeting new people. The weirdos that we are, weirdos just means people who do their own thing. We're scattered. We're a minority, but we're a growing minority. And you'd be surprised once you find the hub. I feel like almost every place I've been to has a little hub. So find the hub where the conscious spiritual tribe's there. And guess what? If where you live, there are no spiritual conscious hubs, go to meetup.com and create one. I understand you, don't worry. I know at least part of my purpose, mission in life is to bring new information to the world. I need to clear everything in the way of that. Okay, would you like an infinity healing to clear everything in the way of you being able to live your ultimate purpose and execute your ultimate mission to bring what you're here to bring to the planet in a major way, clearing the fear of that, or still feeling the fear and still doing it anyways? Clear this trap of feeling trapped by time, using whatever is best for you to be inspired by. Meaning, if on some soul level I feel like potentially the whole world's going to crash in a few weeks, what does my soul guide me to do about that? Not so to protect, so to shield us and protect us from any of the programming that's running on the planet, this fear, last time's running out, all that kind of stuff, because it is a program. And what we want to do is we want to make sure we're not feeding into the matrix. We don't want to feed the matrix, because if we feed it, how do we feed the matrix? We feed it when we're running on fear. So you want to run on love. You want love to be your fuel. When you're running on love, then really it doesn't even matter. All you know is you're doing and being who you're here to be and doing what you're here to do. And regardless of what happens, it doesn't matter. You know, Jesus loved even the people who crucified him. So I don't think Jesus stopped loving because he knew he was going to be crucified. He stayed loving. So that's higher love that's unattached to whether we die or not, whether time's running out. So let's just align with breaking out of those matrix programs, waves, and running on that love vibration. But also honoring the fact that if we are getting insights, intuitive guidances that on some level, on a 3D level, time is running out, then, you know, what is it that you need to be doing? If anything at all. What if the world's going to explode in a week? Maybe your higher self's like, hey, go knock off some things off your bucket list. Okay. I need to extradite myself from the takers in my life and connect with multipliers. God wants me to fellowship with. I love it. So would you like an infinity healing to clear all the things in your life that are simply taking, 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 and manifest instead of that things that mutually benefit you? You give them, they give you. You're open, you're receptive, you're easily, gracefully receiving, feeling worthy, deserving, good enough. Clearing the part that says, I need to support others, I need to be the giver. Feeling infinitely supported on all levels, especially financially. Clearing any and all writer's block. Beautiful. So, you know how I clear writer's block? I write. You know how I face my fear of doing anything? I just do it. Okay. Beautiful. Very tight, constricted throat. I'm feeling it. Okay. Would you like an infinity healing to clear any tightness in your throat? A lot of people I'm talking to are getting different kind of sicknesses. Might be some kind of, actually, I don't want to pretend I know what that is, but just for you guys to know, that's happening. Would you like an infinity healing to clear any tightness in your throat? Express what you need to express. Get it out. Let's take a deep breath and release. Beautiful. Throat chakra fully open, expressing powerfully. Esophagus all the way down. Clearing whatever's coughing. Look into some kind of herbs as well. Echinacea is great for coughs or throats. I would also do some ohms. So just you'll notice that that's opening up your throat. And there's all these YouTube things you can listen to. Salon, sorry, tongue. So anything, anywhere where you're afraid to express who you're, what you need to say, anywhere where when you express bad things happen, anywhere where you're holding yourself back, anywhere where you're too afraid to be who you're here to be, express your thoughts, feelings, and emotions easily and powerfully. Would you like to clear that? Clear anything that is holding you back from expressing your fullest self. Clear any self-sabotage, inner child, negative energies, entities, host attachment spells, and black magic. All right. I think I may have entities in my home and perhaps even in my body. I have had tooth pain in an on and off, as well as a swollen lymph node in my jaw. That comes and goes. And wonder if it could be an entity. If you could provide a specific healing for any entities I may have, I would greatly appreciate it. Sure. So, would you like an infinity healing to clear any and all lesson of energies, entities, hooks, attachments, spells, black magic, evil eye, envy, jealousy? Transmute that, release it, replace it with love. Shield and protect your auric field. Clear, heal, transmute anything that's allowing these energies into your field. Download something into our beings that not only repels any and all lesson love energies and entities, but also transmuting any and all spiritual technologies that have any implants, anything that's allowing these beings to be here, clearing that from the root, wherever that is, just deleting, transmuting, undoing, creating a new contract agreement that says, I am sovereign, I am sovereign, I'm sovereign, I'm infinitely sovereign on all levels. Signed, you, DNA, blueprint, stamp. Okay. And to clear these energies and entities from the head honcho that they're all bowing down to. So just all the way up the channels to the head captain. Bag and tag. Just surrounding them in a bag of ball of white light. And just send them up to the light or wherever is best for them to go. Closing any and all portals in your home. Thank you for learning all the lessons that they were there to teach you, taking back all the power you might have given away, clearing this from all moments of conception. All right, let us know how that has shifted for you. Seems to be some issues with the flow of money to me. I encounter a lot of obstacles and I always have to fight for the right, it seems. Well, let's break it down. So, would you like an infinity healing to clear your money blocks? To clear anywhere where, clear any and all of your money issues, clear any and all of your money patterns, clear in any all blocks to the flow of money coming to you. Would you like to download into your mindset the success principles, habits of wealthy millionaires? Would you like to have the belief that infinite abundance is the only truth, everything else is illusion? Would you like to have the habit of creating value wherever you go, creating opportunities, creating that flow that you're looking for? You create it. Clearing in all obstacles. Clear where you feel like you always have to fight for your right. Have things happen a lot more easier and graceful. Clear anywhere we were taught to just work your ass off, putting blood, sweat, and tears into what we need to. And balance it with, yeah, taking diligent, inspired, consistent action. Putting in, you know, giving it our all without sacrificing ourselves. Would you like that? So there's a little thin line between really giving all our energy to something because we're passionate about it and like sacrificing ourselves for it. Would you like an infinity healing to be positive, to have faith that it will all resolve itself? But guess what? It might not just resolve itself. It might require you to do a lot of action. So would you like to really know what needs to be done and follow through and clear all resistance and self-sabotage? There you go. You just said it. It never happens until I take charge and correct the situation. So clear all these patterns, karmic things, things that are draining you, taking your time, taking your energy. Just have things more structured, organized. Have the right people come into your life. Take charge as your default. Got to be in charge of every aspect of your life. Yeah, clearing what's causing you to always have to like correct things and just manifest, you know, the perfect people who just get it right. But also know that you're in charge. At the end of the day, we're responsible for what we're experiencing. Yeah, clearing what's causing you to feel tired, angry, frustrated, feeling hopeless. Clear anywhere you can't pay your bills. Clear anywhere where you feel inadequate, less than. Clear anywhere you're not getting supported. Clear anywhere you're using anger and righteousness to cope. Clear all the financial pressure, stress, anxiety. Clear any and all struggle, blocks towards money and health. Clear anything that's wrong, clear anything that's blocking you from thriving. Clear all the less than love emotions, clear the health blocks. Clear anything that's keeping you at a lower vibration. Beautiful. All right, next request, requesting healing for increased currency flow income. Times three, would you like an infinity healing to double your currency flow and income, triple your currency flow and income, increase it times five, times 10, times 20? Would you like an infinity healing to clear everything in the way of that? Take a deep breath. And release. Clearing all debt on all levels. Yeah, we just spent the whole month. We did two distance healings this month, and we did an audio recording. If you guys aren't part of my monthly healing circle, we have a few spots available. You can email us at throughtarikbibi.com and ask about the monthly healing circle. So if you're struggling with that, we're just going to every month we're dedicating the rest of the months for this year all on clearing money blocks. So if you guys feel like you want some extra support, let us know. And we can offer it to you at the special rate as well. Yeah, would you like an infinity healing to dissolve all credit card debt, anywhere you owe, anywhere you feel bad, anywhere you feel indebted to, clearing all of that, receiving your infinite support supply from source, always beautiful. Yeah, clearing that karma. Chris, I have a block around. I just named your name. Okay, as soon as I make enough, I stop trying. I'll spend every penny, no matter how much I might make, and then waiting for the next paycheck. So would you like an infinity healing to clear this living from paycheck to paycheck? Clearing in all survival programmings, not making enough, just getting by. Anywhere where you have like a ceiling on your money. Would you like an infinity healing to have your defaults always have more money than you know what to do with, to nurture your money, invest your money, care for your money? If you guys haven't already, manage your money, take a few percentages of what you have, spread it out, save some, give some. Would you like that? Yeah, to have a healthy relationship with money, to have your new defaults to be always having more than enough. Clear any wounds in your back, backstabbed, carrying the world on your shoulder, carrying all these responsibilities that you don't need to be carrying. All right, next request, clearing anywhere where you have a belief and pattern that says, I cannot generate money. Would you like to clear that? The belief, the pattern, the mindset, blueprint, anywhere that's stored, transmute it, delete it, replace it with, I can generate all the money that I desire. Clear anywhere you don't feel enough, clear anywhere you don't have enough, and replace it with having infinite abundance, feeling infinitely abundant. You are more than enough. All right, so clear anywhere where you feel like you're going to run out of money. Clear anywhere where you feel like you can't create that abundance. Clear anywhere where you feel like, you know, we're running to daddy for support. We're, you know, still little children looking for someone else to save us, to help us. Would you like to clear that and replace it with that infinite empowerment? It says, I am a powerful co-creator, and I will co-create a reality where I am doing amazing on all levels. Clear anywhere you feel like a sense of doom, that you're not going to make it. Clear anywhere where you have starved to death in the past or ancestral, famine, not enough food to eat, nowhere to live. So any of those experiences, to transmute them, heal from them, and just have our motivation to make money to be on higher frequencies. The reason we're making money is because we enjoy what we do, and we enjoy playing the game, and we enjoy giving the world the value, so much value, and sharing our gifts. All right, take a deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing to really be good at managing your money, to budget, to know how much to spend, how much to save? Yeah, to spread out your money, to always save more than you spend. To always make sure, you know, you don't spend the money you don't have. I see this so many times. People are in debt and they're still paying for courses that are $2,000. If you're in debt, don't take any other course. Clear off all your debt. What are you doing? Learning to say no to all these. Life's going to keep bringing you more and more opportunities. Hey, join our company. Join our this. Join our that. Stop. Say no to everything. Focus on you. Focus on getting paid for your gifts, talents, and abilities. I made one investment. It was in an infinity healing course. Sorry. So Sorry, it was a hypnotherapy course 10 years ago. Borrowed the money, paid back my mom, launched my whole career, created the Infinity Healing Modality. So I invested in one $100 microphone and turned that into thousands of dollars from MP3s that I created. I invested in one hypnotherapy course and created thousands of dollars from the clients. So start thinking in terms of everything I invest, it's going to make me back times two, times three, times four, times five. And if it's not going to do that, you check in and you're like, it's not going to double my income. Don't do it. Clear anywhere where you're sacrificing yourself for others. Clear anywhere where you don't feel worthy to receive money for yourself, to spend money on yourself, to receive the gifts of life, to receive the gifts of having that extra freedom and empowerment for yourself. Clear anywhere where you feel sorry for people and you give them. Clear anywhere where you're always the giver, overgiving, under-receiving, clearing that, balancing it. Yay, happy birthday, Joanne. Joanne, happy birthday. May all your heart's dreams come true and may you be fulfilled on all levels. And may Source God Universe connect to you right now and send you a beautiful birthday activation. And so it is. I don't even know what it was. It's a surprise for me too. All right, so okay. Not going to be able to speak during the call. Could you please check what is the major block that is allowing me to fall victim and fall for victim and I'm a failure patterns? Okay. Would you like an infinity healing to clear all your I'm a failure patterns, beliefs, mindsets, blueprints, templates, traits, attributes, habits, perceptions, perspectives, and judgments? Transmute the failure. I am a success is now the new thing as a default. Showing you from your inner, from all past experiences, what was actually going on. See it from the highest perspective. Clear it from within you. Clear it from within your childhood, mom, dad, ancestral, and past lives. See yourself as a winner. Born winner. Look it up scientifically. Out of all the sperms, you were the one. Out of all the sperms, you were the one that won. You were born a winner. All those other sperms died. And yours is the one that survived. So right off the bat, you are born a winner. You're not born a sinner. You're born a winner. Now let's celebrate with some good dinners. No, now I'm going into my rap. Okay. So let's bring it back. Could you please check? Okay, so. Anywhere where you're a victim, would you like to clear that and have your new default setting to be creator consciousness? Clearing any default to be victim, anywhere where it's better to be a victim, get to blame, get to give your power away, you don't have to take responsibility to clear that. And the pain of not being able to create your reality becomes so strong that you are now more comfortable being a creator, co-creator. Would you like that? So it is. Next, I'm requesting healing for abandonment. Would you like an infinity healing to clear, heal your abandonment issues, insecurities? Anywhere where you feel like you need to be further in your life, further in your work, and you're not there yet, would you like to clear, heal that? Anywhere where you feel stuck, anywhere you're not able to succeed, would you like to clear that? Anywhere where you feel less than, inadequate in all parts of your life, clear that? Would you like to clear anywhere where you're not able to love yourself? Have your default setting to be loving to yourself, unconditionally love yourself. Clear any and all money blocks. Wow, you guys, there's a huge list here. Okay. Would you like an infinity healing to clear your inability to interact well or build networks with the spiritual people and higher up management? All right, so anything that's stopping you from knowing how to communicate with other people, how to express your personality with other people. So here's what I'm getting. A lot of us spiritual people, like, we're so much in our spirit that we're not in our bodies, and part of us feels like maybe maybe we're phonies. But guess what? You play a character, even being spiritual, sometimes our ego needs a personality, needs a type of character in order to function here. So would you like an infinity healing to know how to create the perfect character for you that allows you to be able to do the things you're here to do and be the person you're here to be? Would you like that? Yeah, just to be natural, to put out good vibes, to not take on other people's energies, to, you know, when you're talking to people and you feel a lot of heaviness, move on. This feels awkward. Move, like, just, you know, be yourself, face those fears, you know, just get more. Sometimes, yeah, we're awkward. So, but also to know if we're picking up stuff from other people, to either not tune into them so much. Sometimes as healers, we have this 24 hours running the healing energy. So stop it. You can actually say pause all. I'm no longer in healing mode, and just, I want to be in inner child mode. I want to play. I want to receive. I want to nurture myself. I want to just be silly, be goofy, be playful. So switch off the 24/7. Please tell me about your problems that we transmit 24/7. And get comfortable communicating to people, like, hey, I'm actually feeling very overwhelmed right now. I actually am not able to absorb your 10-minute long conversation about the challenges you've been through as a child. Like, just express just communicate it, man. Just express it. Let them know when you're feeling it. The worst thing, you feel disempowered the second you dishonor your emotions. If your emotion says, yuck, this does not feel good, and you're just like smile on your face and moving in, just pretending it's not there and it's building up, you're dishonoring your emotions. So you're going to actually feel weak, because you're not, that's, you're giving your power away. So how do you get your power back? You just literally, sometimes I literally put my hand in front of the person's face, like it's almost touching their nose. I'm just like, sometimes I have to do that if the energy is just one way aggressive. Yes, sorry, I can't receive any more information right now. I actually need to go to the washroom, or I can't receive this right now. Maybe we can have this conversation another time. Moving on. I'm not responsible for how they react. I'm not responsible for how they take that. And usually they'll react aggressively and negatively because they were hooking on to you to begin with, because their demons, their inner child, their whatever, was like, oh my God, here's some love, attack. You're like, they're just in zombie mode, and then, you know, you come in as a ball of light, and they're like, oh my God, I need your energy, right? So, no, you don't get that. That's my most prized possession, is my energy, my time, my energy. No one has the right to take that away from me. And if sometimes I'll say, okay, I need to go, and they just keep going, I actually walk out in the middle of the conversation. Because if they don't respect me, why should I respect them? Why should I be nice to them if they're not even respecting what I just said to them? But please, whatever you do, don't do the, can't this person tell that I'm not feeling comfortable? No, they can't. And sometimes they don't care. So you want to, so because you respect yourself so much, stepping into a place of respecting yourself infinitely, then you, from a place of respecting yourself so much, deal with every person, and they'll know, whoa, this person respects themselves so much. Like, they're not letting me walk all over them. They're not letting me vent on them. They're not letting me just drain their energy. That's, a lot of people are functioning unconsciously, so when you do something like that, you snap them into consciousness. You're like, whoa. Like, whoa, that's, you know, people are just running on survival. This is how I survive. I just feed off people. Right? So you're snapping them into awareness, into consciousness. You're like, nope, not me. Yeah, just be yourself. There's only one of you. The most beautiful thing you can do is be you fully, whether you're quirky, whether you're geeky, whether you're dorky, whether you're nerdy, whether you're cool, whatever it is, be yourself fully. And I like a lot of times, like, sensitive empaths like these wild, crazy people because they have qualities that, you know, that they've embraced more than we have. So it's okay to, if you're very different than someone, they'll either love you or hate you, right? So sometimes I'll tone it down for people a little bit. Like if I go, well, if I was really to express who I am, you guys would freak out. And sometimes I get into the, you know what? I don't even care. Maybe you're supposed to be afraid. Maybe when we step into our powers, we're like energetic lions. And if people are like staying in their sheep mode and that scares them, well, good. Let them be scared. It's not our responsibility. We're just responsible to be ourselves. Do not shrink yourself to make someone else feel safe. It's the worst thing we can do. We're not responsible for other people's egos. Your ego will never be satisfied. If you spend 2 seconds catering to someone's ego, that's it. You're messed up. You just failed because you'll constantly have to cater to that person's ego because guess what? Their ego is like a child that's never satisfied. So you'll have to keep having change yourself. So you can do that or you can just be yourself and not care how people react to you. You're responsible to be you, not responsible for how they act. Anyways, that's my tangent and I'm going to conclude with this next healing. Resistance to receiving. Would you like an infinite healing to clear any and all resistance? To see resistance for what it is, resistance is an opportunity that a big breakthrough is going to come through. I always tell my students, the bigger the resistance, the bigger the breakthrough on the other side. So tune in your life. Whenever you notice something that you're resisting, do it. Would you like to clear any receiving blocks? Anywhere where you're not worthy, not deserving, not good enough, you've done bad things, you're a bad person. Anywhere where you have to work so hard to receive, instead just have it be so easily and gracefully open, but putting in the work, putting in, you know, putting in the energy, putting in the focus, putting in the determination, getting super passionate about it, getting super inspired about it, getting having a huge drive about it, super driven towards it. Okay, clear anywhere where doubt comes up or give yourself the opportunity when doubt comes up that you do it anyways. Here I am today. I'm speaking to a bunch of hotels that are charging me a ton load of money for a venue, and we have zero people booked in for my upcoming Infinite Abundance Retreat. By the way, I have an Infinite Abundance Retreat coming up. So I do it once a year. I did it last year in Australia. And it's such a tricky thing because I'm like, whoa, I'm going to pay all these people thousands of dollars. And so far, no one's confirmed for the birthday venue. No one's confirmed for the conference that I'm booking at the hotel, but I'm doing it. So tons of doubts coming up and I just observe it. Oh, that's doubt. Cool. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to do all this and no one's going to show up. Cool. That could happen. You know, like just, okay. I surrender to that possibility of that happening. So if you guys are interested, we'll just go to tarikbb.com. We're sending it. Yeah, make sure definitely you go to tarikbb.com, tarikbibi.com. And what I want to do is I want to offer all of you a very special rate to join us at this beautiful 3-day retreat. March 24th is my birthday. March 22nd is, we're doing it 22, 20, sorry, what is it? It's the Friday of the 24th. So that's going to be March 22nd, which is a Friday, March 23rd. And this is very close to the spring equinox. Spring equinox is March 20th. So that's like the spiritual New Year's. I'll be here in Toronto. Otherwise, I'll be gone to Australia for the rest of the year. Some of you flew in from the US and Canada last year to see me at my retreat last year in Australia. But I wanted to make sure that I do it here in Toronto, which is a lot more accessible for most of you who are in the U.S. and Canada. So this will be the last time I do it this year, and then I'll do it again next year. So 3 days, we're going to focus on financial abundance. We're going to spend a whole day on financial abundance all of Sunday. Imagine what's going to happen if we're together for hours and hours, clearing and clearing. And we're going to do some one-on-one laser coaching, meet me in person, meet the tribe, network, communicate. There's amazing food, amazing hotel, amazing conference. We're gonna, we could live stream it as well. We're looking into live streaming it. So if you guys want to join us online, but people always say physically they make lifelong friends. The best part's when you guys all pair up in circles and start brainstorming for each other, different ideas. We're also going to focus on life purpose, clearing all your life purpose blocks, making sure you're owning your gifts, talents, and abilities and charging your worth for them. We're going to talk about how you can price, how you can package, how you can start making thousands of dollars from your gifts. We're also going to focus on relationships, manifesting your soulmates, manifesting your twin flame, manifesting your soul tribe, soul family, and clearing relationship blocks. So my goal for all of you at the end of the retreat is that you're financially thriving, you're with your soulmate, soul tribe, soul family, and you're fully aligned with your gifts, talents, and abilities. We're going to go dive deep for 3 days. On Friday is the best day because it's my I'm celebrating my birthday. So we've got a venue booked. I'm going to sell or launch my new album, Ascension 777. It's going to be a cacao ceremony. Cacao is chocolate in its pure form. It's going to be some dancing. It's going to be an open mic. So we're going to raise money for Syrian refugees for the Malala Fund. We're doing raffles and prizes and all sorts of beautiful stuff. So it'd be awesome to meet you guys in person. I was supposed to be at Iram's retreat this year, but I had complications with my renewing my passport. It's taking a little longer than needed, so I wasn't able to make it. Otherwise, I would have been there as one of the speakers. All right. I'll send you more info in the email of the replay of today's call. And to conclude... so that all went off doubt. Feel the doubt, do it anyways. Feel the fear, do it anyways. So send you guys a special link with a special rate only to From Heartache to Joy listeners and to those of you who have invested in this program, the Millionaire Mind Matrix. And, yeah, what else? You can bring your partner as well, and we also have monthly payment plans. So you're looking at it's going to go up to 2000 on March 20th. Right now it's at 997, and if you bring your partner or if you have a team, someone who works with you, you can bring them to both of you can get in for 1500 at this point, or just for yourself at 997, which is amazing for what you're going to get. Okay, so that comes up. Okay, would you like an infinity healing to break through any receiving blocks, receiving money with ease and grace? Oh, you actually picked the right lottery ticket and then resisted. Oh, God, that happens. Beautiful lesson. All right, so please, Source, God, Universe, deepen these healings. Take them to their infinite next level. Share them with their inner children, parents, ancestors, past lives, all space, time, and dimensions, now and forever. Include more than what we know to ask for so that this or something greater will happen, manifesting all our heart's desires so that we may feel be fulfilled on all levels. Oh, beautiful. Guess what? If you guys hold, I will be back, and a miracle just happened. We just manifested an extra 15 minutes. Woohoo! So I will open it up. Again, let's keep it short and simple. Let's aim for 1 minute per person, laser healing. And all right, drink some water. I'm going to get some water, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Okay. See who's wanting to do a quick one-on-one. All right, let's set the intention that whoever receives this is gonna hold space for everyone else. And when I do the one-on-one with them, you can also receive it by saying yes. Here we go. Bonnie, how can I help you?
Hello?
Hi.
Are you talking to me? Yes.
Yes, Bonnie, how can I help you?
I was just writing. It's about overwhelm, so I kind of go into shock.
Okay.
And it's like, you know,
Bonnie,
how to get...
Would you like an infinity healing to clear anything that's causing overwhelm, clearing anything that's causing shock, healing it from the root, and replacing it with what is for your highest good?
Sounds good, yes.
All right, and when you tune in now to wherever that is in your body, what feels different?
It feels happier.
Yay, congratulations, Bonnie. Keep it up, drink lots of water, let us know what starts to happen for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, Casey, you're on the air.
Hi, Tarek.
Hi, how can I help you?
Mostly I'm dealing with self-sabotage, especially around finding a job and dealing with my landlord.
Focus on that. That's really important. So, Casey, would you like an infinity healing to clear anything that's causing you to self-sabotage yourself?
Yes.
To show your inner child, show your ego, show any and all parts of yourself that it's safe for you to move forward with your decisions?
Yes.
Clear any lessons needed to be learned. Clear anything that's causing the disturbance, the challenges with your landlord. Clear the karma, learn the lesson, take your power back. See it for what it is from the highest perspective, and just keep bringing lots of love and light into your space.
Yes.
And clearing whatever is within you that's co-creating those experiences, and replace it with what is for your highest good. And when you tune in now to the situation with your landlord, what feels different inside of your body?
I feel a little more confident.
Beautiful. Awesome. Well, congratulations, and let us know how things unfold for you, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And if any of you guys had any questions about the retreat, feel free to ask them when I unmute you. Rupal, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Rupal?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
Can I have an infinite healing on a better vision and a good family life, please?
What was the last part? A good family life?
Yeah, like I want the divorce to be canceled if possible, and I just want to reunite and have a good family life.
Definitely. So would you like an infinity healing to clear anything that's causing you not to be able to see the best of your abilities, to do whatever is best in order to have your best sight, to clear whatever's causing you not to see what you need to see, clear anything that came through with genetics, and learning all that you need to learn in order to have your seeing be its best and to manifest the best family life and experiences. Would you like that?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. And when you tune into the energy of your eyesight, the energy of your family, what feels different?
I feel like there's hope.
Yeah, beautiful. Good job, Rupal. Yay.
Thank you. All right,
keep it up. Let's see what unfolds. You're very welcome. Okay. Caller number Allie. Caller number Allie. Hi, Allie.
Hi, Tarek. Thank you. I'm creating a foundation. In Cambodia, assisting children, and if you could assist me with making the best possible choices on who to collaborate with, being able to receive funding to create it in its greatest and best location, please.
Okay. Thank you so much. I love it. I support you infinitely, and feel free to email me about how I can support it as well. So for now, would you like an Infinity Healing to have all the perfect networks, all the perfect collaborations, all the perfect funders, all the perfect project managers, everything and everyone that's needed to make this happen, for you to get a burning desire to make this work, for you to constantly put it out there, put it out on all social media, get on the radio, get on the TV, wherever, every opportunity, get it out that you're doing this, and attract all the perfect people who are perfect for you and you're perfect for them, and everyone's moving forward with this divine mission of making a huge difference for people in Cambodia, and that you get all the funding needed and perfect location and perfect everything. Would you like that?
Please.
Yeah. Okay. And just take a deep belly breath, because there's a lot of emotions there. And would you like an Infinity Healing to use to have the perfect, to be driven in the perfect ways to make this happen, and to do it from a place of empowerment, and to use these beautiful emotions that you have actually as a tool to get the message out? You know, let us educate us. Why do we need to care? You know, it's usually people where it's near and dear to them that sell us on the reason why we should do anything. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you. Yes,
please. All right. You're very welcome. Are you in Australia?
Thank you. Yes. Just having surgery, and then I return to Cambodia next month.
Oh, wow. Okay. Bless your heart. Hope it all goes well. Let us know how it unfolds.
Thank you so much, Tarek.
You're very, very welcome. Listen, guys, I don't want you guys to start spamming on the Facebook group, but feel free, the one that says 30-day transformational tools, feel free to share some of your projects. So, Ali, if you want to support, you know, feel free to put out some of your intentions, some of your, hey guys, this is what I'm up to, without being like, hey guys, this is my service and buy some sessions for me, but be more like, you know, hey guys, how can we all collaborate together? Feel free to network. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. 319-400-5092.
No.
Yeah, what's your name?
This is Judy. How are you?
Good, Judy. How can I help you?
I want to thank you for everything you've done today. It kind of fills in all those spots that I was working on. So I just need to release my fear of success.
Okay. So would you like an Infinity Healing to clear any and all fears of success, emotions towards fear of success, feel of failure, the beliefs, the previous experiences, any part of you that thinks something bad's going to happen when you succeed? Would you like to transmute that?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, to clear it from the root, clear the karma, learn the lessons, and show your mind all the great things that will happen when you move forward with that. Would you like that?
Yes, please. Thank you.
You're welcome. And what feels different now when you tune in?
I kind of feel stronger in my core, like I am deserving.
Yeah. Yay. Beautiful, beautiful. Congratulations. Let us know how things unfold for you. Guys, feel free to go to the Facebook group and share any experiences that start to shift for you. Thanks, Judy. All right, caller 319-400-5092. You have been chosen.
Oh. Hi, Tarek.
Hi. What's your name?
Carol.
Carol, how can I help you, Carol?
We're going through a lot of family things, and one of them is a business. It's kind of in a critical stage. It's with my son, and it just brings up a lot of, you know, family issues too. Where, you know, you want that lineage support so the business can kind of go to the next level.
So help in taking your business to the next level, because stuff's coming up, stuff's in the way of that?
Well, it's basically my son. He's looking for financing. Okay. And
to help your son get the financing?
Yeah, it's been a 3-year kind of journey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's do that. Would you like an Infinity Healing for yourself anything that's interfering with anything about that that you have a problem with that you might be co-creating. Would you like an infinity healing to clear that?
Yes.
And so that you're at peace with whatever he's co-creating from his power, not using his power, whatever it is, and to clear the karma, learn the lesson, see it all from the highest perspective, and shift within you whatever is in the way of all of that unfolding in a divine way, and heal it within your genetics, heal it within your children, and future generations, and ancestral, and past lives if you believe that. Would you like that?
Yes.
And we're just sending infinite abundance miracles to all concerned so that this can unfold beautifully. Would you like that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. Let us know how things unfold in the Facebook group.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Welcome. Caller 1-863-990-7577. You have been chosen.
Hi, Terry. Hello. Okay. I lost my home to foreclosure a few years ago, and I need a home of my own. That I can't lose, you know, that nobody can take. And but I don't know where I want to go or where it's for my highest and best good to go. And I'd also like something. My birthday is on February 29th, so I'd like something
for that. Happy early birthday.
Yeah, I don't really get one this year, but.
It's okay. All right, let's just download into you a very special birthday download transmission from Source God Universe. And would you like an infinity healing to manifest the ultimate perfect place for you to live and for you to start taking inspired action and getting into the momentum, get the ball rolling, and just trusting that there are no wrong decisions. There are longer winding road decisions or shortcuts. So would you like an infinity healing to always choose the shortcuts, learn the lessons faster, easier, graceful, and to manifest the perfect place to live and clear anything that's creating a reality where there's no home, not supported, not at home, not grounded, not feeling like you're at home here on this planet? Would you like that?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. And to replace that with you feeling at home wherever you go and to manifest the perfect home, taking inspired action to making that happen. Thank you. So it is. All right. Caller 714-820-3467. You're on the air.
Hi. I need help with energy management. I'm always feeling tired. I also wake up tired. And because I'm tired all the time, I don't go to the gym or do any kind of sports except walking. And I walk as a server.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I walk a lot as a server, but I don't do anything.
Oh, I'm already tired. I'm already tired just listening. No, I'm kidding. Okay. No, I'm just joking. So you want to clear what's causing you to feel tired, and you're walking around all this time, and it's getting exhausted. So what would you like to have happen?
I'd like to have energy,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Like excitement and energy to wake up happy and have the energy to be able to do everything I need to do and find the energy to go to the gym or yoga, some of those things.
Yes. Okay. So what time do you wake up for work?
Oh, I usually work in the evenings, once
uh-huh.
in a while during the day. So I don't wake
okay,
up for work.
So
I wake up between, depending, anywhere from 6 to 7.
Yeah. All right. Would you like an infinity healing to do everything that your body's telling you to do so that you're waking up at the perfect time, doing the perfect physical activities, making that your number one priority, committing to it, dedicated to it, gym, yoga, whatever it is, and clearing everything the way that's happening right now? Would you like that?
Yes.
And clearing away from your reality, from your body, from your energy field, anything that's causing you to get drained and feel tired all the time?
Yes.
And to manifest all the perfect habits and activities, foods, everything that will keep you feeling vibrant, healthy, energized, and aligned. Would you like that?
Yes.
All right. Let us know how things unfold for you. Feel free to share it in the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Lots of love. All right. Two more callers, 847-337-7049. This is the part you talk. Hello.
Hi, Tariq.
Hi.
This is Gazala.
Hi, Gazala. How can I help you? Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. I'd like an infinity healing to increase my clairvoyance, like my intuition, so I can take, so I like know when to take action.
Hmm. Okay. One second.
Yeah, I just.
Okay. So I have a feeling your intuition is fully open. So if the intuition is not a block, Gazala, could it just be that you're just, you know what to do, but you're just not doing it?
I don't feel guided. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm not getting any push, pull. I'm not getting any information. No aha.
What are you, yeah, okay. Would you like infinity healing to know what to ask for? So would you like an infinity healing to know what to ask for? To ask the universe, ask Source God, or question, like ask questions, ask smart questions, ask questions smart.
Yes,
to get in
yes.
With nudges, yeah.
Yes, smart questions,
yeah. With nudges, yeah, smart questions, to guide your mindset to be aligned with the mindset of your higher self, or Source God universe, see things from the highest perspective, to take fast action, to activate your divine masculine.
Yes.
Yeah, and sometimes if we're not asking questions, you know, the universe is not going to go out of its way and say, Gazala, you need to go here. It's like, I remember once I was meditating, and I was like, and I had such a strong connection, like it's as clear as I'm talking to you right now, and I was like, oh my God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to know? And you know what the response was?
What?
What do you want to do? What is it that you want to know? So literally, you don't get, there's nothing outside of you that says, I want you to do this. But if you say, I want to inspire millions of people, I want to feel fulfilled, how can I do that? Then you'll start to attract situations, and then you'll get a response. So would you like an infinity healing to have the universe give you infinite guidance, communication, but to ask for what you want? Universe, how can I feel fulfilled on all levels? What next steps that I need to take to feel more aligned, more rising in love with myself, more empowered, whatever it is, more financially abundant? And then when you get the signs, taking fast and inspired action, would you like that?
Yes, please. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. And let us know in the Facebook group what starts to shift for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Many blessings. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Thanks. Last caller, Julia, you jumped in at the end. You made it. Wild, 111. Hi, Julia Wild.
I made it.
You made it. Totally.
Hey.
How can I?
Yeah, no, thank you so much. It's great. So
welcome.
I feel like in my family, there was almost a way that I competed with money because it was like chosen over me. It was chosen over like love and empowerment. So I would love a healing for that.
So, first of all, nice to hear your voice again.
Oh, likewise.
Yeah, thanks. And what is it? Okay, would you like an infinity healing to clear the trauma of having your family choose money over you, to work instead of spend time with you, to clear the beliefs that were created that, okay, work's more important than spending time with me, anywhere where you started to believe you're not worthy, deserving, good enough, lesser than, not important, insignificant, not loved, not cared for, to heal all that was created from that trauma and to transmute it and replace it with what is true. Would you like that?
Yes.
For you to forgive your parents, forgive money, forgive work, forgive life, forgive society, forgive yourself, and allow yourself to now have a beautiful relationship with money where it can be of service to you, and to have a perfect balance where you're not losing yourself for that. Would you like that?
Yes.
Okay, and what feels different now when you tune in?
Well, I almost feel like I'm jittering. So a lot of energy. I feel... a lot of emotion percolating. So.
Beautiful. Well, Julia, awesome. Keep it up. Let us know how things unfold. You're welcome to share your breakthroughs on the Facebook group. I'll be reading them.
Thank you so much. You are so awesome, Tarek. All the best to you.
Thank you. Ah, beautiful. Okay, love you guys so much. Thank you so much for being with me on this journey. It's been such an honor. I got onto Iram Summit years ago, and it was based on a prayer, you know, that prayer that I said, universe, source, God, show me how I can reach more people and make a bigger difference. And she came into my life, and I was terrified because she was like $10,000 investment or whatever the investment was. And I said yes to it. And, you know, she's been mentoring me, and she's been launching me on her telesummits. And I prayed for someone, I prayed for an angel. So every time I speak to her, I'm like, thank you so much. Like, you're such an angel to my life. She's like, Tarek, you're the same way you look at me, like I look at you. You know, she also was saying, you know, God, send me someone who's going to be this spiritual rock star. No, just someone who's like really, you know, what she was looking for, someone who can just really make an impact and shine their love and light to the community and just be a bright light for everyone. And so it was a win-win. So I love it. It's a win-win-win. It was a win for her, it was a win for me, and it was a win for all of you. So it's one of those, when you're fully aligned, it's a win-win-win. So I've been super, literally almost every morning in my gratitude, I will thank everything that, you know, I would thank Iram for that opportunity, because thanks to her, I got to connect with all of you. And some of you have joined and become Infinity Healers. Some of you have joined the community and are now actually, we're launching the Train the Trainer. So folks are going to be training others to be Infinity Healers all over the world. If you guys don't have that info, definitely go to TarekBB.com. Some of you have met me at my retreat last year. Some of you are joining the retreat this year. Some of you have got acquainted with my music. I've written 5 rap albums so far. Some of you are following me on my Instagram. Some of you are following me on both Instagrams, both YouTube accounts. And for those of you that don't know, literally every single day I put out one video on Instagram every day. Called Manifesto. It's the Manifest Infinite Abundance series, and it's 365 days of 365 tips on how to manifest more abundance. And then the other brand is my music, and it's 365 tips on how to break free from the matrix, different side of me. 5 albums worth. We're launching a new album March 24th on my birthday. I'm doing a retreat here in Toronto, like I said earlier. Yeah, there's YouTube every single week. There's 2 healing videos that go out on my YouTube channel. So there's tons of support available. Like, there's daily social media posts on Facebook, tons of support to keep you in this vortex. So the reason why I'm sharing all of this is if you'd like to stay in the vortex, some of you I already feel are like, whoa, I'm getting guided to, you know, either become one of my 6-figure students, or take the Infinity Healing Course, whatever it is you're feeling guided. If a part of you is like, hey, there's something more for me here, definitely reach out through TarekBB.com or support@TarekBB.com and just let us know. But when you go to TarekBB.com, you'll see all my social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all of that. And you can just follow me there and stay plugged into all the stuff that I put out to keep you guys feeling supported, feeling loved, and getting some ongoing support and healing. So love you guys very much. Thank you. I'm going to see if I can unmute you all so you can say your just say your goodbyes and whatever else you want to say. And I love you. I'll talk to you guys soon. And I don't know how to do this. I always think I can figure it out, and then I don't. See. Unmute all guests. There we go. Thank you, guys. Lots of love.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you so much, Terry.
God bless you.
Thank you
so much.
Namaste.
You're welcome. Namaste.